Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Should old acquaintance be
forgot?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
And I got a hangover.
No, he doesn't.
No. That only lasted 2 days, and what is today, January 4th? I'm good.
Right on. Me too.
You too what?
I'm good.
Okay. You didn't have a hangover, though.
No.
What did you do New Year's Eve? Anything much?
We went and saw Marley and Me.
And how are they? How are you?
It was pretty good. Do you know what that movie is?
Yeah.
That's Owen Wilson and a little pup.
Someone
turned into a big pup.
Told my wife they went and saw it, and they cried.
Yeah, a lot of people cried. I was just bawling for days after. No.
You were bawling.
But it was, right, yeah, it was sad at the end. Yeah. But
hey, don't spoil it.
Oh, well, I'm not.
The dog dies.
Well, now you spoiled it. But so, then they give clips at the very, you know, after the, when the credits are rolling, they give some funny clips, you know, that went on or something like that, you know, before, you know, during the movie. So people start laughing again at the very, very end.
Oh, right.
You know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah.
So it kind of brings you back up. But yeah, it's a kind of a sad ending, I guess. But pretty good movie.
So you're having sex in the seat?
No, no. We were at the drive-in.
Oh, you went to the drive-in?
Yeah.
Nice.
I was in the back seat.
Nice. And you were bawling, of course.
Yeah.
No.
This is a clean show. Family show.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting show.
Sure. So how's everything going? Everything going good as far as your...
Yeah, things are okay. Holidays are all done. And as far as my physical impairments, I'm living with them right now. That's all.
And so is your wife.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably worse for her.
Probably.
Putting up with it all. I'm used to myself.
As long as she keeps videotaping all the good stuff.
Oh, that was pretty good, actually. Got to commend her on that. She should have kept going, though, but she said, well, you woke up and everything. And I said, I didn't even know you were doing it. I didn't see it or anything. I didn't know that till days after. She was filming me while I was sleeping. I was like twitching and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was great. It's scary when that happened. Taking all these kinds of drugs for... my bad back or whatever. And
you should put that up on
they
YouTube.
They do weird things to you.
Just put that up on YouTube.
Yeah, I probably should. Get a lot of hits.
Yeah.
I need some hits.
Kiwi is just in a mood this
morning.
Oh,
he loves it. Kiwi.
I think it's
see, he looks right over when I do that.
Sure.
He loves the show.
Obviously.
That's the thing about it. If he had Yahoo, he'd be right on there.
He doesn't need
along
Yahoo.
With everybody else.
It's like a couple
feet. He's Yahooing already.
Yahoo!
And what's going on around here? Birthday in the house.
It's my son's 16th birthday. Maybe that's why Kiwi's all excited.
You must be old.
For me to have a 16-year-old?
Yeah. How old? I mean, I haven't even started yet.
Right.
So I must be young.
Well, I got Kim pregnant when she was 15. I was 15 when I got her pregnant.
Yeah.
So, and we had Jonas when I was 16. Like 20 so something. I'm 32.
32, yeah.
32 years old.
I'll figure it out.
Wow, I'm old, 32?
Yeah.
Man, oh man. Wow. Do you remember when you were 16, Big JD?
Yeah, it was like 4 years ago.
No, seriously, do you remember?
No, I don't. Do I remember?
All right.
I don't remember anything.
That's
unless somebody else tells me something. Hey, remember that window you broke when you were 16? Remember that car we stole? I don't remember nothing. Remember when we were peeing on the police car and they caught us? No, that wasn't me.
That's too funny. You want to get into some news?
Oh, yeah.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
Should old... Oh, no. I'm done with that.
Pretty much.
Hey, must still have some breath in me. Run into the newsroom and still be able to sing. John Travolta, son died in the Bahamas. Bahamas.
Yep.
Yeah. From Kawasaki disease. Should have had a Harley. This never would have happened.
You keep making fun of people's kids dying.
I'm not, but when you're a Scientologist, I think a little bit of fun needs to be made at you.
Oh, I see.
That's just a joke.
What, Scientology?
That's why his kid died, because he wouldn't get him any help. I hate to say that he deserved it, but in some way, way deep, deep down inside in the perilous evils of myself, that's what I think. On the outside, no, that's a horrible thing. Drive a Kawasaki. No, but seriously, Scientology, I can't get help for my kid because we don't believe in that.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
Yeah, well, of course.
I don't know that. I didn't realize
that. Can't even divulge the kid has autism. And that was the whole thing. Autism, which would lead to heart failure or whatever it was that he had. And they wouldn't get him help for this because Scientology doesn't believe in it.
Oh.
Let alone psychology and psychiatry and all the other stuff that can sometimes help people.
So maybe he's at home saying, oh.
He's at home jumping up and down the couch watching Oprah.
He's saying, finally, it's over, maybe.
Well, I mean, in some ways, the kid maybe is at peace or whatever, but if that's what you mean, but he's still a Travolta. I found out yesterday that Travolta's a loser. Put it that way. That's
found out yesterday?
Yeah. I always thought he was a relatively intelligent guy.
Okay, so.
But I had no idea he was a Scientologist.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Would him or his wife, who must be pretty dumb for that matter, do anything to help their kid through all this.
Wow.
He hid it from people.
And
it's like something that a lot of people just learned, that his kid was autistic.
I remember when
I guess he could draw really well.
Is that right? You're joking. Okay.
Yeah.
So what is it about Scientology? You can't take medicine? Is that the deal?
They don't believe in a lot of things like...
That's like backwards, like Mennonite, Quaker type.
You know, the funny thing is about Scientology, there's some kind of neat things to it that I guess I'd say I even believe, but it's just a big phony thing made up by L. Ron Hubbard.
L. Ron.
It's just stupid. Dumb. Let's see.
It's an easy way to live your life.
Advocates that people are immortal, spiritual beings. That's okay.
Sure, I believe that.
Which have lived many lifetimes. Scientology believe the primary purpose of existence is survival. Yeah, okay, whatever.
Primary purpose of existence is survival.
Yeah. One controversial aspect of Scientology believes that the idea that thetans lived among extraterrestrial cultures before becoming trapped in bodies on Earth. Okay, great thing for the author to... you know, convey and have everybody believe in this new religion. It's not new, but I mean, it's believed that these thetans were brainwashed by these extraterrestrial cultures as a mean of population control. Believe extraterrestrial origin is not taught to new members of Scientology, only presented after members have advanced through the ranks of Scientology. Then they let you in on the big secret that, you know, about
the aliens.
Yeah. It's just stupid. I'm just trying to find some things here. It's a successor to an earlier self-help system, Dianetics. Oh, right. And it's like, there it is right there, self-help. You do everything yourself. You're just self-contained. You don't take outside help. Like, you don't, you know? That's probably why he had his own plane. I don't fly from somebody else. I do it.
I hit myself.
You know what I mean? I don't know. Hubbard later characterized Scientology as an applied religious philosophy. Oh, they believe in philosophy? And based for a new religion, with the first Scientology church being established in New Jersey, December 1953, common belief was among Scientologists is that psychiatry and psychology are destructive and abusive fields which must be abolished. It's just ridiculous. What a fool. What a fool.
So you think Travolta's a loser because he believed in all this and he basically killed his kid. Not killed his kid, but let his kid...
Yeah, die. Yeah. He's stuck in some kind of crutch for himself. And that led to all these other things. When if he was just a normal...
atheist.
Thinking individual who could think and rationalize for himself. You know what I mean?
Right.
And not have to live in Hubbard's fantasy land. This might not have happened.
That is a fantasy land, I think.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. A lot of things are fantasy land. Being really stuck, even, I think, in, like, I think Christianity and a lot of religions, if you're really stuck and you can't, you know, do other things, enjoy other things rationally and reasonable mm-hmm. as a human being, then there's something wrong with it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And having to change your religion because for things, like, some of that stuff is not, it's just, I don't know.
It's a religion of convenience, it sounds like.
Convenience, crutch, lots of things to help somebody get by. Something that happened in their past, maybe, whatever. Like, I don't know. But when you're a normal, rational, thinking human being, then I don't think you're stuck in all these things. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
That religion or anything else. I can't think offhand of something else that somebody could be like, you know, smoking, sort of, I think, too. You know, smoking is like some type of a crutch for most people, or so. It's not a normal thing.
No,
what do they say? An alcoholic, addictive personality, yeah. And things like that. Like, you know what I mean? Most, if you're a normal, rational, running on, you know, normalcy, those things don't happen.
Running on like Demerols.
Not that somebody that has an addictive personality is an idiot. I mean, it's all kinds of things are going to happen to people. You know what I mean?
Of course.
But some things like this, when it especially directly affects other people, like your son, or you've dragged a hot blonde chick into it, you know?
What's up?
Oh, I just wonder if you saw that. Alien Raiders.
No.
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 It's about aliens being inside of humans.
Really? Movie?
Movie, yeah.
Oh, maybe I'll borrow it. We don't copy here.
No, that's on that disc there. You can have that.
It's all yours. You don't pass things around.
Oh, sure. It's a store-bought DVD. I can't give you a DVD that I bought at the store?
It's Christmas.
No, I mean it's for you to watch.
Yeah, well, of course. Yeah, you can.
You can lend those. It's like a book.
Yeah.
You can let someone else read a book.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
We would. Well, are you supposed to, though, really?
Yes.
Shouldn't that other person buy it?
No.
If you have a good book, you know, hey, this was a really good book. You should go buy this.
I'm done with it, but you should go buy your own.
Oh, I think for the artist, I suppose that's how it should really be, right? Because that's still a form of pirating, giving it to somebody else.
Yes, but I think if enough people read it, enough other people will buy it.
Rational, normal human beings wouldn't pass it. No.
That's right. Anyway, that was the news, and we got right into Big JD's tirade about Scientology and John Travolta and what a big loser he is.
Wow, I lost a lot of respect for the man, put it that way. I thought he was very cool, and I thought he was pretty intelligent.
He's a pretty good actor.
Yeah, sure he is, and I'll continue to watch his movies.
Very good, I'm glad.
He doesn't fail there.
He doesn't fail.
All the way from what?
All the way from Memphis.
When? Where?
Oh, that's Welcome Back, Kotter.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Do you have any other news?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. I've got all kinds of news and all kinds of issues and problems with a lot of people.
Okay.
No, I don't really, but I do have a couple other things. One thing was Conan packing his bags and moving on to Leno's spot there in The Tonight Show.
He's moving to California. Yay.
That's like that song there. Pack up your bags and move to Beverly. What is that?
It's the thing from Beverly Hills. Beverly Hillbillies, I'm sorry.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. What's Leno doing? Aside from maybe still in Windsor. Sorry.
Yeah, I hear that was a good show. Yeah, I think that's what he's going to be doing. He's like retiring from the show. Probably gets a big buck for the rest of his life, I would imagine.
Okay, so he's done, though. Like, he's not moving. He's not doing something, another TV show. No,
he's
going to
be
daytime.
Like Bob Hope and, you know, that crew. You know, you're just...
Just a legacy now.
Just a walking tour of Vegas and all Caesar's casinos and...
I heard that he was supposed to do a big meet and greet after the Windsor thing, though, and split.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't hear about that. But, yeah, that's a busy job being the Tonight Show host guy. I saw a show about what his regimen is as far as working. It's a,
oh, yeah.
It's like he takes his work home and
he does,
like,
it all, though. He doesn't have
help. Oh yeah, he has lots of help, but he's still, he's very hands on. No one, he doesn't just walk up, you know, at 5:30 and someone hands him a monologue. Okay, go out there, Jay. He's really hands on kind of guy because he he was a quality driven guy as far as his monologue goes, and
yeah,
and I think he really took pride in the work that he did. So I think now he's going to be able to take it easy. You do that for so many years, and it takes its toll on you.
I think he was. It was probably came fairly easy for him, no matter how much work it was, because he liked it, and you know what I mean. He was a kind of did his own thing, basically, sort of. But I guess at some point you get tired of it because it is a lot of work, right?
Yeah.
He burned out or whatever. He's been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good chunk of your life and you have that legacy, like you say. Do you think he has the same legacy as Johnny Carson? Pretty close, I think.
It's pretty big time in his own right. Carson was... would you look that far back now and Carson was a legend, you know, like at some point a little bit further down the line, maybe you look at Leno in the same light, you know what I mean?
Well, Carson took that genre of entertainment and perfected it.
Or people after us, you know what I mean? Kitty.
Big JD's a pussy magnet.
Whoa.
I'm serious. All these cats walk right up to you.
You can buy those pussy magnets. Well, they little cats for your fridge. What? What's a...
excuse me.
Okay, so yeah, there's the... excuse me, too. The Conan thing and... there was probably something else, but I can't remember. Anyway, you got some news for us, too?
There was a tsunami in Japan, but I guess it was minor. There was some earthquake off the coast of Japan. And there was also... I bet you it's related. There was a series of powerful earthquakes in Indonesia that killed 4 people. And it was the eastern part of Indonesia, which makes me think that the tsunami in Japan was related to these earthquakes in Indonesia, I'm thinking. And what do you think about the Israel just hammering the Gaza Strip there?
If you're going to do anything, it's got to be hammered, whatever it is.
I guess they're sending...
whatever it is in your life, if you're doing something, if you want to do it right, do it. Hammer it, man. So you want to take out a country or something? Just hammer them.
Well, they're not even a country. They're kind of... I mean, I shouldn't say that. Palestine, they're just...
Well, they're living on stolen land, aren't they?
Who is?
The Palestinians. Are they trying to scam land somehow?
No,
I don't know. But what do I think about that? Well, it's a retaliation, I'm sure, probably.
Yes, it is retaliation. So. But a mosquito stung you, and so what do? You get out a...
You whack it. Like thousands of times until there's like some mincemeat.
With an anvil.
Or your hand.
No, that's what I'm saying. Israel's retaliation is like whacking a mosquito with an anvil 1,000 times.
Yeah, well, I guess years and 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 years of all the madness, you know, you get frustrated. Just as frustrated as you would get as listening to me say years and 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 years.
And your wife lives with you still. That's crazy.
I have my own room. She just throws me in there, shuts the door, and then, you know, lets company come over and stuff.
Don't blame her. This next couple of weeks is a kind of, it's like a high tech, spot in the calendar. There's CES is going on in Los Angeles or Las Vegas, and Macworld's going on.
CES, what is that? That Microsoft thing or something?
No, it's a consumer electronics show.
Oh, what's the? But aren't they a big part of that or anything? Or am I thinking of some other Microsoft thing that went on in Vegas like last year or the year before? Remember that?
Probably. Yeah, that's what you're thinking. Okay. CES is.
Well, that's cool.
It takes up like it's spread out all over, a whole bunch of convention area.
Awesome.
In Las Vegas.
And
a lot of stuff comes out of there. A lot of cool announcements of consumer electronics goods, which we're
big on.
Big consumers of.
Check out the Easy Mac podcast.
Who's that?
Our friends Jeff and Mike. The Easy Mac podcast is also a part of the Big JD network.
which they'll be covering some stuff at Macworld.
Got a room to throw me in? Macworld, yeah, that's what I was getting at, actually, that, you're going to Macworld too, no?
No, but
aren't you going with Mike?
No, just Mike's going. Hmm. I think he's taking his wife, too.
Oh, nice.
Going with another couple as well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow. Not anybody I know.
It's Jennifer.
Okay.
The bag lady.
Oh, okay. I thought you were getting that.
The suitcase lady's going to Vegas.
Jeff might be going or something.
Oh, Jeff from the Easy Mac Podcast. Yeah. I try to get him to go.
He doesn't travel.
No, he doesn't. Doesn't travel well, I hear. Yeah. I hear he travels, but he doesn't travel well.
And not very often. He's scared. I think he's a Scientologist.
He's waiting to buy his own plane before he goes anywhere.
Yeah.
And to get his own license. You want to get into today's topic?
Right after this fine message.
Are you interested in becoming an online radio DJ? Did you know that you can DJ from any place in the world with a broadband connection? Would you like to host a show of your own? Contact the station manager here at WKBR, WKBR.ca.
Yeah, talk radio is fun. Internet talk radio pays great. So
pays great.
Just get a hold of the station manager, WKBR.ca. Today's topic. This is going to be fun.
Sure is.
Fighting at home and professionally. There is, or is there, a difference in how about fighting for a cause, fighting for your life, fighting the good fight. And we'll talk about what the good fight actually is. Fight or flight, which I know you have some info on, and much, much, much more. So, where do we begin with fighting? Let's start at the beginning of fighting. Okay. It's your parents before you're born. You're going to have a kid? We're not going to have a kid. We're going to have kids? We're not going to. I thought you said we're going to have kids. No, we're not going to. No. But at home, sibling rivalry.
That's where we learn to fight.
That's where fighting starts for probably most people. Kids.
I have to think so, yeah.
You know, you start fighting with your, and you get yelled at by your parents.
Yeah.
And you listen to your parents fight. You know, there's all kinds of fighting going on.
Well,
probably.
Yeah, as a kid, you learn your fighting techniques from your parents and from your other, if you have older brothers and sisters, they fight. Mm-hmm. That's how we learn how to fight is by fighting our siblings.
And fighting can be verbal or physical.
Right.
Or I suppose mental as well, as we'll get into. Mental fight.
Mental fighting?
Certain things, sure. You fight, you know, sort of fighting for your life. Maybe if you have a disease or you have a, what could you fight if you, a mental fight? If you're, you know, torn between your schizophrenic other. There can be mental fights.
Yeah. Do you know anybody who's schizophrenic?
Inside your mind. Schizophrenic? No. Okay. I don't know an actual schizophreniac.
Phreniac. You're such a phreniac.
I'd like to be one, but no.
You may be
Stop
one. You
that.
Don't even know
Stop
it.
Stop that. You're on the air. Stop that. Okay. But yeah, it was a sibling home thing. Oh, do you know what? You don't know what?
Do I know what?
One of those...
Yes, I think I know someone who's schizophrenic.
Wow, can we get him on the show?
I don't think they've been professionally diagnosed yet.
Oh, no?
No.
Okay.
But, and do you think you're a schizophrenic?
It's kind of cool.
But... Do you think you're a schizophrenic right from the get-go, or do you turn into a schizophrenic?
I think you turn into a schizophrenic, but I think it's probably something that's inside you and doesn't come out until maybe a later time or something
right.
like that.
Okay.
Or it could develop somehow. Something goes wrong with you in your wiring somehow. Wiring, it doesn't have to be right from the beginning. I don't think. I think there could be different ways.
Okay.
I mean, I've talked to a professional probably about it, but I think it could come later.
Okay. This isn't a psychology show. I'm just kind of curious.
No, it's not, but
did you fight
here we are
brother?
Fighting about...
Did you fight with your brother?
Oh, yeah.
Like...
No, physical, all the time, yeah. Constantly. Yeah. Not even hardly, verbal. It was always physical. Mostly him, me. I didn't really do anything to him, but he used to go crazy on me. I didn't do it because I would kill him or something probably, but he used to like I used to rile him up badly.
Yeah
and he'd go nuts, and a lot of it took place during playing hockey outside in the driveway. I'd got whacked with many a stick. That's probably why I have this twitch and this no, but there's a lot went on in our household. You guys fight a lot?
Me and my brothers and I, yes, there was a lot of
yeah.
Lots
sister?
Of,
no.
My sister ever, did not.
She was older though, right? Than you got you at least.
Well,
I
way
know,
older
but,
than me, yeah. But she was like the same difference between my oldest brother and and the rest of us. We're all about 3-4 years apart from each other.
Mm-hmm.
And no, I remember one time we had a
spat.
Like, a spat, yeah. And that was when she was much older, like 19, 20 years old, and I think it was like 20 or 12 or something.
What was it about?
It was doing dishes. I'll never
it's the funniest
it.
Things that you fight about, eh? When you're at home.
Yeah,
I had a fight with my aunt. because my aunt was not much older than me, my mom's sister.
Okay.
And I remember having a fight with her in my grandmother's kitchen, and I grabbed her, cocked my fist back. I was going to crank her. Now, I'm not sure how old I was. I might have been like, I might even have been a teen by then, like, you know, 12, 13 years old or something. And, you know, knocked her against the my grandmother's counter and broke the nicest big, huge plate with a turkey picture on it. It was really cool. Always liked it, and broke right in half. And my grandmother was just hanging on my arm.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't hit her. But yeah, I remember that fighting.
So how'd it break if you didn't actually
hit her? Know why it happened. I know we used to, you know, butt heads a little bit, but and I don't know why did it break.
Yeah, how did it break?
Stop?
No, the plate. How did the turkey plate break?
Well, I smacked my aunt against the counter in the hole, you know, getting ready to crank her one because we were close to the counter and she hit the thing and it was, you know, and I was always upset because it was my fault that thing broke. I liked it. I might even have got that for my grandmother or my, you know, we got it for her for some occasion, that plate. But anyway, and that, it all ended and that was it, I guess. So
where's your mom's sister right now?
Shar Shemaim Cemetery.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she passed away at 45, breast cancer.
I was going to say if she's...
She was young, like, you know what I mean? She died just like a matter of a few years ago and she was 45, so she was young.
Right. And you say she wasn't much older than you.
Yeah, like, you know, for an aunt, like you would, you know, when you usually think of an aunt, it's like somebody is older, but she was young.
Bummer. Anyway.
Because my mom was young. So.
What else about fighting?
Okay, siblings. So, and then we talk a little bit about parents and, you know, parents fighting. And even if parents aren't, you know, really that argumentative or fight all the time, there's disagreements, I would imagine, especially as parents, you know. I mean, there's probably disagreements enough when people are just married and by themselves, let alone, you know, kids in the mix. And I would imagine sometimes there's different ways of, you know, different ways that parents think or want to instill values and things in their kids or raise their kids. And maybe, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Is there sometimes differences or, you know, you shouldn't treat them like that or shouldn't do this. And one says to the other, well, how are they going to learn if they don't do this? Well, I don't think we should do it. You know, one wants to smack the kid over the head with a stick and the other one says you shouldn't hit them. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Must be all kinds of disagreements and things, I suppose. It's just another thing thrown in the mix, I guess. I think the more that goes on in people's lives, the more it's a possibility of disagreement or argument for anybody's life, I guess.
For sure. Of course. That only makes sense.
And then family altogether. Family feuds.
I used to watch that show.
Yeah. That was, who was the first guy in there? Hurry.
Richard Dawson.
Yeah, nice. And then the guy took it over? Come on.
No.
Tool Time guy. I don't know his name. Al. Remember? Yeah.
Now there's somebody else doing
this.
Oh,
it's... is it Drew Carey now?
Drew Carey.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like him, though. He's kind of neat.
And where was Richard Dawson from? What famous TV series was he from?
Ooh. The Richard Dawson Show?
No.
That, I don't know if I even know.
Hogan's Heroes.
Oh, yeah.
He's looking.
Wow.
He's gazing.
I remember him now on that. And he was like, he was kind of a sub main guy. Like,
he was the bomb guy,
wasn't he? Yeah. Wow. I have to go back and watch that sometime. That's actually a pretty cool show I remember. And I just never thought anything of it after I stopped seeing it on TV, I guess.
Right.
So family feuding. There's probably families that are in and out of fighting, make up, you know, and afterwards, and then there's families that fight and they don't talk for years and years and years.
I know, that's crazy. Fights are made to be made up, I think. You got to make up from your fight. You got to get back together. You got to have the fight, and then your relationship after you make up is so much stronger, I think.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
I would say so. Yeah.
My wife's family, I remember when I was dating her, and her and her mom used to fight like crazy. Mm-hmm. Like just the littlest thing would trigger this huge, they're just screaming and yelling at each other. And whereas in my house, the parents never the parents listen to me, my parents, there was no shouting or yelling or nothing like that. It was just, if you did something wrong, whack! That was the end of that, eh? Whereas her and her mom, they just used to scream and yell. And I wasn't used to all this volume in the house. Like, it was just constant. Like, but I realized it was a combination of things, I think. Kim was going through a certain point in her life, as you know, physically. So her chemical thing was going crazy. And I think her mom was getting into menopause at the same time. So
I think, I guess all women don't go through menopause, though, eh?
What?
Not all women go through that, eh?
I think so, yeah.
Well, they go through menopause, yeah, but the reaction to that is not the same for everybody. Like, they don't all go nuts, do they?
No, it's all...
I hope not, man. That's crazy stuff.
It's all about your hormones.
I don't want to deal with it later.
When a woman...
When I go into menopause, it's going to be crazy.
When they start losing their estrogen production.
Yeah, what I was going to say was I used to fight a lot with my mom. And it was mostly her fighting with me because she didn't agree with me on anything. And she was, she hated me for a long time, I think. She'll tell you that. Yeah. Hated me for years.
Well, sure.
I don't know why exactly. I think because I was my dad's son or something. I don't know. That part of it. And,
yes, of course.
She was young when she, you know, I think she, to some degree, probably resented having a kid, you know what I mean? At all. Like me, my brother was born 4 years later, but I mean, as I grew up and a teenager and everything, like, I think she was just, kind of took her life away because she was so young, you know? I think that was deep down inside. I don't even think she knew that, why some, you know, part of the fighting went on.
But, why she harbored the anger.
Yeah, we'd really have to do a big circle and get that all out.
Well.
But we talk about it. It's funny. Now,
do you? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She used to smack the hell out of me. Big time.
And she's still here right now?
She says she's, yeah, yeah. Okay. She said she never bonded with me when I was born. She dropped me out of the, in the hospital, dropped me on the floor while smoking in the hospital and started a fire on the sheets. And she got in a lot of trouble. Yeah, she was like 17, 18 and just didn't think anything of the kid. And she goes like, wow, this is my baby. Like,
then the nurses are
saying.
I think
she bonded later.
Oh, this poor kid. He's going to turn out awful.
Yeah, yeah. I was okay after about 29. No, I think, yeah, she's, I think it's different now for her, you know what I mean? We bonded. I mean, I was been fine with her really, but she was always the mean one, you know what I mean? The mean parent didn't let you do anything or didn't let you do, you know what I mean?
I wonder how that happens. How one is always characterized as, and it's usually the dad is always the mean. I know that there's relationships like your parents.
Yeah, yeah. My dad was always a big kid, so, you know, anything I did was just didn't matter, really.
Someone has to be the responsible adult.
Yeah, and he was. Don't take him anywhere on that motorcycle. You can go down the alley and that's it. And he'd be gone. Gone to my aunt's with me, sitting on a tank of a motorcycle. That's good stuff. Yeah. That's what I would do.
That's what she would do? What?
Yeah, everything my dad did, I would do. My mom sometimes still, to this day, yells, just like your father, blah, 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 blah. And I just smile.
But your father had two kids.
He had two kids, yeah. So not just like my dad.
Exactly.
You know what my dad told me at one time? He said, don't have kids. You're not. This is when he was like almost ready to pass away. You're not going to have kids, are you? He said, you don't want kids. But he loved it. He loved it. He lived for his kids. But at the same time, he's just like, now, later on, he would say, kids are just like, you just give up everything. Not that he, you know what I'm saying though? In the context I'm putting it, like he, like to me, because, and he knows me, I guess, and like, you know, oh, you don't want to do that and go through that. And
it's
funny, actually.
He's seeing you with kids saying, I see me in you and I know you really well. Don't have kids.
No, I don't think that's, I think I'd be a great dad. No doubt about that, but we're just too busy for that. I have too many underground independent CDs to record.
Underground.
Okay. So anyway, so that's family. And then there's the wife itself.
What do you mean? Oh, as far as fighting goes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it's funny. We know what's going to happen going into marriage. Yet we still do it. Why is that?
We're crazy.
And you can laugh about it later, or you can just probably argue with somebody and get a divorce. You have two choices. You either you take it or you don't.
Well, yeah, I think
it's all about taking. It's never about giving.
No, I think it's the other way around. You're a little confused.
Yeah.
But I think that...
Do you think a lot of people fight with their spouses?
At the beginning, I think there's more fighting.
Than eventually, you give up. Either that or you're a wife beater and she gives up.
Or you're a husband beater.
Yeah. That, some husbands get beat.
I know.
Wow. I know.
That's my wife's overlook. No,
is that makeup around your eye?
Yes. It's.
I get beat.
Does she beat you?
I get swacked constantly.
Right in the shoulder.
Everywhere. Boom. Yeah. Anywhere. Without thinking, though. She wouldn't normally just do that to me, but without thinking, whacked.
Is that because that's what they do in her family, or is that just a European thing?
I don't think so. No, I think it's just a because of me thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I just, I push people to the edge. That's my thing. Right to the edge, whatever it is. Even if it's through something good, you push them right to the edge. Do it way better than that. Because you can.
Because you
can. So, you know what I mean? Not because I can, but because they can.
Yes, I understand.
But I mean, yeah, I've always done that. That's why I had fights with my brother. I'd push him like crazy.
Right.
I'd just, do things to piss him off and everybody.
But that's your personality.
Prime example.
What, your...
Yeah.
The Mohawk.
Oh, you don't like that? When I'm done hearing about it, then I'll cut it off. No, but anyway,
I was going to say something about you and your brother, or just brothers, or people fighting in general.
Pushing.
Usually there's one agitating side, and the other is the...
Yeah, I was the agitator.
Put up with this...
I'd walk up to him and just smack him on the chin and stuff, just to get him going.
Why? Just to
get do that to our cat. I'd do that to...
That to our cats.
Well, no, I just... Yeah, the cat's nice. Just because I see you kick them. No.
Never kick a cat.
I'm kidding.
We can easily break cats with your feet. I'm serious. You can break a cat pretty easily.
Did you ever break your cat's rib or anything? No.
No. That's what I'm saying.
I threw a cat once. He caught his... One of our cats caught his claw under my eyelid. Oh, freaked me out. I picked him up over my head and wheeled him to the ground. He still fell on his feet.
Fell on his feet. What do you want to call that when you wheel a cat?
He didn't get up or anything, but... No. So yeah, spousal arguments, I think, are a good thing, like a healthy thing. Sometimes
I think it's healthy
as long as you don't hit.
As long as you don't hit, and it isn't constant. It can't be constant.
You know what my grandmother's advice to us was, at our wedding, is just never go to bed angry. So even if we did argue about something or whatever, I'll just make joke of some kind at the end of the day and everything's fine. Maybe not fine, but I mean, as long as I get a chuckle, then I feel better.
Yeah, it puts a different tone on the whole situation, whatever that situation may be. Because that's very good advice. For one thing, you get a crappy night's sleep when you're mad.
Yeah.
And then you're even crabbier the next day, and then you take it, the fight.
Yeah, you
the
can't
next
carry day. The... Just get it over with, whatever it is, you know what I mean?
And if that usually that means you agree to disagree.
Well, you agree to disagree, or somebody has to
give in.
It's never the girl, I don't think.
It's never the girl.
They never give in.
Yes, but they do.
Yeah, they do.
Sure.
That's where the beating comes in.
You
and if you start that right away, then you never have any trouble.
If you start the beating right away,
yeah, start fighting. Yeah, hitting. It's all part of fighting. You hit them. You start hitting them right away, like while you're dating. And you get them like under your control, under your thumb, and then you things work out better later, and everything goes your way.
Under my thumb.
So anyway, that's a. Oh, by the way, speaking of you singing "Under My Thumb,"
yeah,
Lana watched from all my home video stuff. Your "Lord in the Nazareth."
Oh, jeez. Okay.
And
that's not good.
She thought it was good.
Okay.
She said, why does Lippo say he can't sing? Because I told her before, like, I don't know why. I want a CD by Lippo or something, and I think maybe he doesn't want to sing on it or something. She says, well, he can sing. I said, of course he can sing.
Okay.
But anyway.
On to the next.
I liked it, too. The other thing was your kids, like fighting with your kids. You fight with your kids?
I tend not to fight with my kids. They, what do you fight about a kid? I mean, they want their way, whatever their way
is. I think it may be when they're older is when you might fight with your kids, like for real, absolutely. I suppose.
Yeah.
Now you're the parent and what you say should be gospel, so.
That's right. Whereas my kids fight with their mother.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
The mother is, Kim is not, she's not the, what were we talking about earlier? She's not the strict one. Or they don't look at it. I think they feel they can manipulate
her.
Yeah,
get away more with. That's what I was like with my dad. I get away with like that's more with my dad. I
that's
think
that's funny how that that dynamic is always there. It seems like.
I guess when I was little, my mom said I'd run to my dad and you know grab his leg if she was trying to whack me or something, and he'd get really mad at her and say, "Don't you touch my son."
Really?
Oh yeah. Don't you dare hit him. But she'd kill me when he was gone. But I used to do wacky things. I've locked her out of the house and stared out the window at her laughing and everything, and she'd screaming and swearing. And like, that's what I was. She'd sneak in the back door or something and kill me. That's the things that went on. Well, I told her once I was the devil. I was little. She said I was like 4 years old. She came up to kiss me, like to kiss me goodnight in my bed, and I went, ha, 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 I'm the devil. Ha, 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 and scared the hell out of her. I don't even know where I get that, but I just would torment.
That is tormenting, absolutely.
She got good stories. So, yeah, I guess you wouldn't. I suppose you'd probably break more fights up between kids. Maybe not just not you, but family in general, than they would have with their kids. While they're younger, I guess.
Yes. Yes, for sure.
And school. Fighting at school. School grounds, school property. We've all done it. Yep. Enjoyed it.
You know, yeah, I guess you enjoy it.
Till you got older when the beatings could hurt people more, I suppose, or you matured.
Right. I didn't fight once I got into high school, I don't think. Did I have an actual fight? Yeah, I guess I had a couple.
Yeah, I didn't really fight in high school. I think...
It's in grade 9, usually. You come in and you're the new kid or, you know, you got to determine who's the guy with the heavy hand. Like, you know, the enforcer or whatever, you know, you got to stake your place out in the hierarchy of things.
I tried to have a fight once in high school and it didn't happen. It was a guy I went through other schools with, like, as you know, and I don't know why we were supposed to fight or something. And I demanded that we fight, went out to the school ground, I think grade 9 or 10 or something like that, and said, let's go. And he wouldn't. I'm glad he didn't, because I think he was from back then, he was a martial arts guy. He's like some real big martial arts guy in the city now, I think. Like, evil martial arts.
And he's looking to kill you.
No. He was, I don't know, we were friends, like, that's, you know, not friend. He was like the real cool guy of the school, all, like, everywhere, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, even, like, grade school 7 and 8, we were at a middle school, you know, and he was the cool guy. And, you know, we were on pretty good terms for the most part. But I know there were little things that went on once in a while that he'd do something to me and I'd shake a can of pop and spray it on him and, you know, back and forth kind of thing. He was probably the tougher kid. Anyway, he said, no, I'm not fighting you. He didn't, probably because maybe he'd kill me or something. But his buddy, who I was real good friends with after for years, hung out for a long time with, his buddy that was with him at the time, veins shooting out his arms, like, just going, I'll go you. Come on, I'll go you. I said, no, my beef's not with you. It's with him. And he's like, come on, I'll go you right now. He wanted to fight. He probably would have killed me too, actually, because he's a big guy. And but after that, probably the following year, I hung out with him for years and years and years. Yeah, like,
that's
on a daily basis, constantly. Even got him a job where I was working, and we worked together for years and everything. And we just why that all stopped after is I think I just went on to some other things, and he stayed actually with that company,
right,
and went higher up and is still there, but and then went on to a family and kids and all that and doing some things that I kind of stopped doing and whatever, you know, things like that.
Sure.
Grew apart, but yeah, he's still a good buddy. Seen him just recently.
And his name is?
Isn't that funny? His name's Ed.
Ed.
If you listen to the show, Ed, hey, don't hurt me.
With veins popping out of your
yeah,
arms.
Yeah, yeah. He was a big guy then, too. So anyway, yeah, that was my only thing in high school. I never fought in high school. Mostly because I was, I don't know. And I still think to this day, I'd love to kill somebody. So I got to be
what?
Careful.
What? I'd love to kill. I always think I'd love to kill
somebody.
I go
to prison and I don't want to.
Why
somebody's going to get it one day for all this.
Why do you want to kill someone?
I don't want to kill anyone. I just want to shove a scanner up somebody's ass.
That's okay.
No. Yeah, yeah. Professionally.
I saw a movie where that actually happened.
Somebody shove a scanner up somebody?
Yeah, it was a porn flick of some kind.
Really?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
What's that up for me?
It was in an office. Printers, scanners, monitors.
Are you serious, actually?
No.
Okay. That would be cool. I'll make that as a, you know, documentary. Actually, let's go move on to bars. Like, you know, at a pub or a bar, you know what I mean? Fighting. There's a lot of fights going on.
Lots of fights, yes.
And it's all pretty much all going to be alcohol related.
You know?
So, I mean, if there was no alcohol, you may still get some rivalry between, you know, the cool guy or because of a girl or, you know, things like that, or who knows what, but alcohol, when alcohol is involved, it can enhance good things. It can enhance bad things. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure.
I love you, man. I just love you. And you're crying and you know what I mean? Or fight.
Absolutely. It's liquid courage.
That guy over there, you know?
Yeah. It's liquid courage. So you can walk up to some guy who's hitting on the chick that you've
LC.
Liquid courage, yeah. So you've been buying this girl drinks all night, and the next thing you know, at the end of the night, this one guy just walks up, scoops her up, and gone.
Or even just says, this guy's buying her drinks all night. Who's this guy buying this girl he doesn't even know drinks all night? I'm going to pulverize him.
I mean, who's this guy buying this girl he doesn't even... That's the whole game. That is the
game. Well, yeah, but there's going to be a guy that says, oh, this guy's buying this chick drinks. I see him buying, you know, just don't like it. Don't like the way somebody looks, maybe, you see. Those things go on. I've heard things that, you know, the big guys in the clubs, the big muscle guys, like they all take their shirts off because nobody will kick them out, and nobody, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I hear things about it. I've never seen it really, but I was not big into bars really ever. I was there all the time to play. And that was,
that's what I mean, yeah.
I saw things go on when I played, but I mean, I was in there playing get out. I've seen, there's been stabbings at our concerts.
I hope so.
Crazy stuff. But I never saw the no shirt thing. I thought that was pretty neat. But I think that happened in more in clubs that I didn't go into.
Right.
Like the club. I wasn't there. I was in a club. Not the club. There's bands like that too.
Beatbox metal?
Yeah.
That's Big JD's.
He's got it down. But yeah, the bar thing. You've probably seen a lot of things in bars, huh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Lots of fights.
Outdoor concert show. Where there's alcohol.
Where there's alcohol, you're going to get some crazy fights.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny when you're playing and there's a fight, and it's only 50% of the time a bouncer will get in there and get the guy out of there, and everything's fine. So you're playing, and you always want to not stop playing.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes it just goes to the point, you know, there's glass flying up at the stage and some guy's got some other guy in a position. He's turning blue. We all look at each other. Okay, well, this is the point. We should probably stop now. And there's been something. I forget half the fights that took place at a...
Yeah, I don't remember shows. Much of things, but I remember a couple of things. I remember a lot of crazy things. I remember a guy in a band that I played with got all his teeth knocked out. Drummer, and played the next day at the next place we played at because we were touring together. And I remember guns on a few occasions. Craziness.
This is in the States.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Mostly in Kentucky. A lot of crazy things went on in Kentucky. But no, not only there. And some Canada. Gun in Canada too once.
Yeah.
Yeah. Scary stuff. Actually that. You know, didn't wasn't because of the band directly, but some was pretty close, man. So yeah, that's a lot of fights going there. I think maybe we take a little break and then come back with some more fighting. Or no? Where are we at here? Oh, we're getting... Wow, we got a lot of... Okay, here's a couple other things that I want to mention. You tell me what you want to mention. Professionally, fighting professionally, like wrestling, boxing, UFC, and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then a little bit talking about not fighting. You know, stopping the fight before it happens somehow. You know, that's kind of a mind thing maybe or whatever. But what about professional fighting?
How do you get into something like professional fighting? I wonder if... you saw like Muhammad Ali on the TV and you said, oh, I want to do something like that. Or I just wonder what the
mindset or mentality of somebody that actually wants to fight for, as a profession, especially something like, UFC, especially.
Yeah.
That's a crazy guy who, can fight without getting in trouble. Pretty much. I think that's got a lot to do with it. It's got to be like part of it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, go to a bar and fight. I'm going to go to jail, whatever. I can go in the ring, beat the hell out of a guy with my bare hands, you know, and that's
and my
it's
feet
cool.
And whatever.
Yeah, because I'm tough and I'm big and I'm strong and I don't care and I want to pulverize somebody.
Yeah, it's a
pretty crazy concept.
It's mentally
but then somebody
skewed gentleman.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
And then there's chicks do it too. What am I saying?
Yeah. But then you think of something like the dog fighting and chick, what do you call it? Bird fighting and
cock.
Yeah. Cock fighting. Not to get, and how illegal a lot of that stuff is. Yeah. We let people, like even boxing, we let them fight in a ring, you know, two guys. It's our entertainment for the human being, two people fighting.
That's right.
Like the bare, primitiveness of that.
I know, and it goes back a long way. Like the Romans used to stick a lion in a
that's some crazy
thing with
stuff.
Man, start fighting now.
But yeah, fighting professionally is where that's where it's legal. So if you want to fight and you like to beat people up and you like to hurt other people and see the blood and everything, and it's and while I like that, I don't think I'd I don't know if I'd want to be a UFC guy or anything like that.
No, that's
crazy.
That's just too crazy. Yeah,
because
you have to have the right mentality for that.
That and you want to be awfully tough, man. You got to go in the ring and want to kill somebody. You want to kill him dead. You don't want to just be the winner. And I want to break his nose, and I want to you got to go in there and want to kill him.
Right, but when the fight's over though, they have respect for the guy that they fought.
Sure, but you try and kill him, and even if you actually kill him, you're not going to go to jail. You kill a guy in UFC, you're not going to go to jail.
No.
But that's what you got to do. Otherwise, you're going to get your head beat in.
Yeah.
I had a buddy who's a tough guy, UFC, BC. And I'm like, you got to go in a ring and want to kill this guy, man. Or you know what I mean? You probably won't have a chance. It's somebody that's been fighting for, longer than you or whatever.
Right.
Like this. Mm-hmm. And he didn't do that.
What was his name?
Mark.
Okay.
And anyway, he hurt his eye, a crack in his, around his eye in the skull or whatever, and healed eventually, but also a part of his thing, unfortunately, was, and I think he would have done better. He's diabetic. Oh, and with all the commotion, not having something before, he went into his little bit of a,
Right.
And I'm sure that had something to do with it, but you got to want to kill somebody is what I think.
Positively.
To actually,
Did you know a guy named Norm and from Windsor?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know Norm good. And Mark knows Norm good too. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of curious if you, because
Norm Rivard. Yeah. But Norm was not UFC or he was a kickboxer.
That's
he was
a
Canadian
was.
Champion too.
Oh, was that right?
Yeah.
He was good.
Canadian champion kickboxer.
So he never did the Ultimate Fighting ever?
I'm not sure that he did Ultimate Fighting. He did like pro. Like, real deal. Kickboxing.
Okay.
I'm not sure that, but, oh, are you talking about Norm, did you say?
Norm, yeah.
Okay. Because there's, what's his name? Dave, I can't remember his last name now. And he's in a lot of the UFC. You can go buy the UFC DVDs and everything. He's in them. Dave, he was from Windsor, big guy.
Okay. No, it's
mean, nasty dude.
Different dude.
I talked to him on many occasions at the bike shop or something because I'd see him, and Mark knew him too, you know. But
bike shop, of course. Yep. Same kind of.
So anyway, let's move on to some things.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, what do you got for us?
So we're not sticking to the hour thing? Is that the deal?
Well, it's supposed to be an hour, and we got about 4 minutes, and we're just running behind. We usually fill up with non-topic stuff, and then we get all the music segment and quote and all this, and we talk for 5 minutes. But here I was following my show notes, and I got a list of things to talk about, and now we filled up the whole time.
Boom! Tech Talk.
Your webcam.
My webcam, yeah. The Bluetooth webcam from Ecamm Network. It's called the BT1. Now, normally webcams are little USB devices or balls or little boxes that sit on top of your laptop or on top of your monitor.
Imagine that,
or
a webcam in your balls. Go on.
Imagine that. Yeah. One, I got the address.
Imagine
for
the
five
films
of them,
that you
right?
come out with.
Well, I got five addresses for webcams. That,
Jesus.
Anyway, it's called the BT1, and it's Bluetooth, whereas normally they're USB, and USB is a wire that you got to plug in your computer. Whereas with Bluetooth, you have a lot more freedom.
It's a wireless technology.
It's wireless, and I'm not exactly sure how good this is going to work, what the quality is going to be like, what the compression or what the deal is going to be, but it's called the BT1. It's from Ecamm Networks. I'm sure they're going to be at Macworld Expo, so I'm going to have to talk to these guys and check it out. But it's frees Mac users from constraints of a built-in camera, allowing for maximum versatility in camera position, pan, and tilt. The included flexible mini tripod makes for easy desktop mounting. 640 by 480 H.264.
Well, that the quality is obviously is good. If the stream's steady, then that's really cool.
And 48 kilohertz AAC stereo audio. Stereo audio.
Well, and you think the stream would be good because with Bluetooth, you know, when you use your mouse or keyboard, there's no stutter with your mouse or anything. It's always...
Well, yeah, that'd be crazy. 4 hours of talk time before you have to plug it back in. So there's obviously some juice somehow in there. So you get 4 hours of talk time, it says. I'm not sure what that means. Does that mean...
Yeah, you got to recharge the camera. It's wireless, so right. You got to charge that thing back up.
Compatible with iChat, Skype, and more.
That's pretty cool. And you know what the Ecamm Network is, right? They're the ones that make the USB, allow you to use USB cameras with your Mac that you're normally allowed to.
Right.
So it's pretty cool stuff. Anyway, that's only for Mac, so if you're... out there in
they're gonna have a
Mac
Windows,
world.
They're going to have a Windows version out late Q1 2009. That's this year. Mm-hmm. So later on this quarter, we'll have the Windows version of it. So
right on. Should we move on to music?
Move it on over.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
Any word on that, by the way?
No. I know, I didn't do anything. So it's freaking holidays, man. I didn't do anything as far as my computer goes.
Okay. He's off for a month.
I'm going to be off for all kinds.
I know. I'm just razzing you.
Razz me, baby.
Trying to get you razzed up.
I'm going
to start a fight.
I'm going to fight you.
Ow.
I'll teach you.
My song it's a Ramones tune. And it seems a little bit of the oddball on this CD, but Brain Drain CD,
yeah.
Which was like to me, it was kind of like their metal CD. It was a pretty heavy thing.
Yes.
Brain Drain. And this was the last song on there, and it was called, and sort of fitting with the occasion area here, Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight Tonight. So the occasion and the topic. And this is the Ramones from Brain Drain.
Merry Christmas, I don't want to fight tonight with. Always this way. Where is Rudolph? Where is Blitzen, baby? Merry Christmas, Merry, Merry, Merry.
Need more Big JD? Go to BigJD.com. Check out the program guide there for all the shows that I host and the shows I host with Lippo, as well the blog, merchandise, and more. BigJD.com.
Be sure to catch the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo, Sunday mornings live at 11 a.m. Eastern here on WKBR.ca.
Okay, now 20 seconds to go. Oh. Okay, so there was a little bit of craziness. You might have heard a little talk in there behind the commercials and so forth. The intern's off for the holidays, and so we're scrambling around to get some
tea.
Another cup of tea, yeah. And it's time for the Jabber Quote. And the Jabber Quote, of course, brought to us by
Steve and Larry, fine purveyors of boxing gloves and all your other UFC needs.
Needs. That's a UFC fighting term. Need. You need somebody's face with your. Okay.
Right.
What do you got?
There's so many good fighting quotes. There's some weeks that I can't find a quote that is even remotely suitable for the show. But
we don't want a long one, though.
What's that?
We don't want a long one.
We don't want long ones. I mean, yeah, we don't want long ones. The one that I liked the most. Well, there's two. There's one from Napoleon and there's one from Hillary. The one that Hillary, I already told you what it was. You show people what you're willing to fight for when you fight your friends. Now, when she's saying fight, I think she's talking about in the political ring, you fight them. Like, you know, she's probably friends with.
Yeah, and then you're going to think she's a real fighter. If she's fighting with her friends on something, then, you know, she's going to be a real fighter for your city or your country or your, you know.
Your state. But she was, what was she? She was a senator.
But then when she says that, she knows the trick. And then she's tricking you. Yeah. So it could be, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's use that political trick.
She's a politician, yeah. And the other one I really liked was from Napoleon. You must not fight too often with one enemy or you will teach him all your art of war.
Hmm. Yeah. So, that's really good.
Yeah, I'm sure like boxers take that.
You want to give out your secrets.
Yeah, exactly. This is how he fights. He fights this way. And so
and that's what they do. Professional fighters, they
what?
They study the other fighter.
Exactly.
What he does.
You have to.
What he doesn't do. So anyway, that's some good quotes there from Steve and Larry. And of course, we hope everybody had a great holiday season, Christmas and New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
And continue to have a great 2009 year. And next week on the Jabbercast, we have the Contacts show. This, for some reason, we talked a little bit about where are your old friends now thing, but where are your old friends? How can you keep in touch with the distant friends and family on the cheap? And what are the best ways? What are the easiest ways? And is everything wireless these days? Just like, you know, talk about that camera. How do you organize your contacts on paper, on the computer? And do I really want to get back in touch with my 102-year-old Aunt Bertha? So there you go.
Not quite as deep as the fighting show, but still, it'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, contacts and keeping in touch and those kinds of things. That's always fun.
Keeping in contact.
So there you go. I guess that's it. Unless, and anything else that you need to get out?
I don't need to get anything else out.
Just keeping it all bottled up.
Well, no. What are we going to do for a show next week?
We're done. What? Next week?
Yeah.
That's the show. Is there you got something going on?
I'm not even
going
to be here.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Well, we'll do, we may have a, we won't do a remote show probably. We'll do a pre-recorded show probably on Contact. So might not get us live, although right. I'll be in town and may be available live to, you know. But anyway.
A guest host would be a great idea.
Look at he's trying to get out of the Jabbercast.
Oh, I love the Jabbercast. No. What are you talking about?
Well, yeah, I suppose I could do that, but I mean, I'd always prefer to do a show with you. It's not the same.
Well, it's not
the Jabbercast is Big JD and Lippo.
Right, I know.
No two ifs, ands, or fights about it.
Okay, let's stop fighting about it, and we'll have a show for you somehow next Sunday at 11 o'clock on WKBR.
Made up by then.
Yes.
Have a great week.
See ya.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email BigJD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BigJD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.